In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today the Lord is an excerpt from the Lord's Sermon on the Mount about what it really means to be a Christian. Now, Orthodox Christians, in our services, in our theology, define properly what it means to be a Christian. But we are in a world that does not know what Christianity really is. Christianity is defined in legal terms. It's defined in terms that are not about perfection, but about membership. And Orthodox Christians have this same difficulty because we're in the world and we're polluted by the world. So we define Christianity in terms of, well, we are baptized, we are in the true church, we tithe, we give alms, we fast. Certain things that are sort of like signposts of a Christian life that is well lived. And yet really, all the things that we do should be for one reason. One reason only. To fulfill our destiny. The destiny that God has for us. And that destiny is to become perfect. So that we can know God who is perfect. It's the whole purpose of your life. That's everything. So we cast in anything that we say we believe or that we know or that we practice. Our heart must change if we are to be true Christians. Now the world has an idea about what happens when people mistreat them. The world has an idea about who to lend to, who to be kind to, who to love. And we must repudiate the world's understanding. This is what the Lord is saying in His sermon. If you give to sinners, well, thank you. Or if you give to people that, if you give to people that you know are going to give back to you, if you love people that you know love you, if you're kind to people that are kind to you, what is that? Everybody's kind to people that are kind to them, except for the very bizarrely ill people. The measurement of Christianity is, are you kind to everyone? Do you love everyone? Those people that are difficult, do you love? Now, there are basically, if you want to look at it in a legalistic way, but really a spiritual way as well, there are three ways you can get into heaven. All right? You can pick one of these. Okay, one is, don't ever sin. Fulfill the law. So if you fulfill the law and never sin, you'll be saved. All right. Anyone want to pick that one? Anyone capable of fulfilling that? All right. Then another one is, to judge no one. Now that one is more reachable for us. And another one is to be kind to everyone, to love everyone, to act as Christ would act to everyone. And if you do that, you will fulfill all the law and the prophets. Because how did Christ define the greatest commandment? To love God and to love neighbor. All neighbors. Not just some neighbors, all neighbors, everyone, the good and the bad, the lovely and the unlovely, the lovable and those that are difficult to love. And what does He say if you do these things? If you love those who don't love you, you're kind to those who are not kind to you, you lend to those that you don't expect anything back again, perhaps even insults, perhaps even evil things from such people. What will you be? You'll be called a son, a daughter of the highest. Now we should ponder more about what this really means. I hope that when you define who you are, you don't say, I'm an Orthodox Christian. You don't say, I'm baptized. You should say that I am redeemed, that the Lord is helping me to become a true son, a true daughter of Him, so that I will know Him. Now, of course, being Orthodox is the path. But there are many Orthodox Christians who won't be saved because they don't really practice Christianity. They just have sort of the outer semblance of it. to be a son of the highest, a daughter of the highest. Well, what example do we have? We have a son that we can look to, the Son of God. How did he act? He's only telling us stuff he already did. He loved those that did not love him. He asked his Father to forgive those who killed him. He always had something for everyone, even if they were not sincere. You know, he taught Judas just as much as he taught the other apostles for 3 years. When Judas asked him a question, he would answer it, just as the apostles. Judas was able to cure and heal and raise from the dead, just as the other apostles, even though Christ knew what he was going to do. So, there's your model for if you should do good to somebody that you know is going to hurt you. If you should give to someone who you know is not going to pay it back. We must be like Christ. He's just telling us to do what he's done. Now, of course, he's given us the ability to do this because he made our flesh able to become perfected. And that's the whole purpose of your life. That's all it is. Everything else is just distraction, really. The whole purpose of life is to become perfected so that we would know God. Because you can't know that which is perfect without becoming perfect yourself or without striving to attain perfection. You can understand something if you struggle to become it. God will help you become perfect. He will help you to love, but only if you struggle to do so. Now, if you're like me, you have many sins that the Lord says are terminal. Well, perhaps you and I can struggle to not judge people and to love everyone, to not react as typical in the world. If someone hurts you, you either hurt them back or you have an evil thought against them. If someone lashes out at you, you lash out at them. Someone calls you a name, you call them a name. I don't care whether it's with your lips or in your heart. God doesn't care either. The way of the world is this way. The way of the world is when you're hurt, you fight for what's yours. You can see it in every movie. It's always about fighting for what's yours. Well, what is yours, you don't have to fight for. The Lord has given it to you. The Lord has given you himself, and he abides in your heart. That's yours. And you may keep him if you struggle to become like him. It's the whole point of what the Lord is saying in his sermon and what he's talking about with the loving your enemies, having mercy on those that are not merciful to you, all those sorts of things. Because it's so different than the world. You're not in the world. You cannot be of the world. Because if you are, then you'll follow the ways of the world. And the ways of the world are the opposite of what the Lord is speaking of. Christianity is to love everyone. Now, sometimes I think that we're a little impoverished by many translations of the scriptures into English, because very few of them understand the tenses of the verbs. Only a few. And the one I read today does understand. When he's saying you will become children of the highest, it's not really what it says. Not in one English translation it says that, but really what it is that you will be becoming children of the highest. It's a process. It's a continual process. It's a great privilege to become a child of God. But a child of God will act like God. A child does not repudiate what his parents tell him, not if he is a good child. So a child of God learns to be like God, learns to be like Christ. Try to define yourself in terms of how the Lord has asked you to be. Are you loving all your enemies? Do you have any bitterness towards anyone? Do you think anyone doesn't deserve something that you deserve? Are you angry if someone has hurt you? Then you cannot really define yourself to truly be a child of God yet, can you? But God is merciful. God helps. As long as we don't rest in what we say we believe. As long as we struggle to become better. The whole reason for struggling to become better is because God has already written a law in our hearts. You can't lie about who you are. Not for long. You can try to cover up who you are, but eventually the truth will be known, what you were born for. And it would be best if we don't find out anything, if we are not surprised at the judgment. That our heart will soften as we live, and it will love more as we live. This is the essence of Christianity, and this is what the Lord is talking about today. May God help us to be true Christians, to love our enemies, to lend to those who we don't expect anything back from, to be kind to those that are not kind to us, to help us to be true Christians. Because if we are, then we will know Christ. Amen. That's ridiculous. How can anyone concentrate with